This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Recently, I read John MacArthur's book, The Gospel According to Jesus. The book is about the debate known as Lordship Salvation. That is, people debate whether when a person comes to know Jesus, it is merely as Savior, or it is as Savior and Lord. Quote, "The gospel in vogue today holds forth a false hope to sinners. It promises them they can have eternal life yet continue to live in rebellion against God. Indeed, it encourages people to claim Jesus as Savior yet defer until later the commitment to obey him as Lord." End quote. Don't think this is an academic debate. Have you merely assented in your head that Jesus is the way to heaven? Well, that may not be good enough. The book of James is a great teacher here. If there is no fruit, there is no spirit. If there is no external evidence, there is no internal regeneration. James asks, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works?" That is John MacArthur's thesis, with which I wholly agree. One cannot come to Jesus as Savior without the simultaneous obedience to him as Lord over all, even though that obedience takes time to develop. Now, even though I am thankful to Mr. MacArthur for his book, here I add to it. He asserts, rightfully, that one cannot come to Jesus as mere Savior, but only as Savior and Lord. But now there is another question. What does it mean to be obedient to Jesus? Know that Jesus is the Lord over all. Immediately before commanding the Great Commission, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me." That means he is the Lord over your family government, your church government, and your civil government. That means that Jesus is the authority over your individual morality, our societal norms, and our civil law. It is my understanding, after reading John MacArthur's book, that he thinks Jesus is Lord over mere individual morality. But that is a truncated lordship. Jesus is Lord over our societal norms and our civil law, too. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.